I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're joined by Tika Sumpter, who plays Michelle Obama back when she was still Michelle Robinson, and Parker Sawyers, who plays the young Barack Obama. Tika, Parker, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Tika, I want to start with you. In the beginning of the movie, Michelle is very clear that this date isn't really a date.
Barack, you seem like a really sweet guy. But how many times do I have to tell you we're not going out together?
Well, Michelle, thank you for saying that. You seem like a real sweet girl. But I have to correct you. We are, in fact, out, and we are, in fact, together.
But not on a date. This is not a date.
Why was she so adamant?
Well, you know, in 1989, she worked at Sidley Austin, and she was a second-year associate, and she was reluctant to date someone she worked with, I think because she wanted to be taken seriously. She had to constantly prove herself, and this hotshot coming in from Harvard, that could have been overwhelming, and she took herself seriously and wanted everybody else to.
How hard was it to play them as they were then and not think as much about how we know them now?
Well, we had to focus on the relationship and the natural relationship between a 28-year-old and a 25-year-old. And he's really looking at her. He's really interested. And, you know, not just intellectually, but also physically and so forth. So, you know, I wanted to make sure I snuck a few looks at Michelle. And, yeah, that really helped, I think, to play the truth of the scene and really, you know, talk to someone like you want to see them again.
It took the weight off of it. Yeah. You can't, instead of thinking of them as the president and the first lady, it's like
right. They're
two young people, one from the south side of Chicago, you know, and one who is from all over.
As far as you know, have they seen it? Certainly they know about it. It would be very hard for them to not to know about it. And are there plans to show it to them? Will there be a White House screening? What's going on that front?
As far as we know, they haven't seen it yet. They definitely know about it. John Legend, who's an executive producer, talked to President Obama and said that he thinks it's a good idea for him to watch it. But they've definitely heard about it, and I've heard that they smiled about it. Like, our first date, a movie, that's cool, cute, I don't know, you know. So hopefully they'll get to see it, and hopefully we get some thumbs up. You know, Sasha and Malia would love to see it too, to see their parents in a different light.
There's that great scene in the church where we get to see Obama, the community organizer, and we, more importantly, get to see Obama, the public speaker.
Yeah,
really sort of this eye-opening scene, especially since we've seen him speak so many times now. What was that like for you to step into those shoes, having heard his voice and having inspired so many times, given his public speaking?
Yeah, that was the chance for me to really step into what the Obama we know now. The rest of the film, he's he's really trying to woo Michelle, and then when he wants to motivate people and inspire them, he turns it on and you see the glimpse of that. It was really fun.
They always say you should have a date see you do something that you do extremely well. Like, well played, sir.
Right.
Tika Sumpter, Parker Sawyers, thanks so much for being here today. We really enjoyed speaking with you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.